In the course of this past week, I had occasion to have a conversation with a friend of mine, a priest friend, and we were talking about the diminishing number of clergy in the church and in the Diocese of Orlando also. It seems to be a universal phenomenon. And we're talking about one of the priests recently decided to retire, which he has a right to do. Well, you reach a certain age, you know, you kind of lose a certain amount of efficiency. And also somebody else who was sick, was hospitalized, was out of circulation for several weeks. And you kind of say, well, you know, where's the bishop going to find people to fulfill these positions? And of course, who knows? We used to get a lot of priests from Ireland, but that well is dried up. We got a number of priests from Poland, but that well is dried up also. A number of priests come from India, thankfully. A number of priests from Africa. But say the number of priests, say in our country, is not growing at all. So what are we supposed to do about that? So the conversation ended there, and then shortly after that I read an article about the church in Holland. Back in the 60s and early 70s, the church in Holland was considered to be the liveliest Catholic church in the world. I mean, they were just absolutely bubbling with enthusiasm, with energy, with programs and activities and missions and all this kind of stuff. They were doing tremendous things. They now have closed 50% of their churches. 50%. And of the Catholics who remain, 5% feel it's important to participate in Mass on a weekend. So we kind of look at statistics like that. It's very depressing. You know, I know the church has problems. We all know that. But it's still the church founded by Jesus Christ. He is still the Lord and Master, and that's the one we serve. And think about that. So he promised, when he called the apostles, he said, come follow me. And then when he ascended into heaven, he said, you go into the whole world and bring my message to all people. You're to be the light in the world today. And he promised them, he said, I will never abandon you. I will always be with you until the end of time. So we kind of say, well, where did you go? Where are you hiding? Why can't we seem to find your action in our world today? Then read this gospel today, the call of the apostles, and how he simply said to them, come follow me. And he does that, he continues to do that in his church. When he makes a promise, it's good. The thing is that when he asks us, will you join me? We have a right to say no. And apparently, that happens a lot more than we would like for it to happen. It's kind of like when God asks us to do something, we kind of feel like, well, who are you? What right do you have to ask God? You're intruding on my life. And of course, in our world today, we have so many distractions. Oh, there's so many things grabbing for our interest and our attention that it's very, very hard to even hear that voice of God calling, will you come follow me? I will make you fishers of men. Now, he's not talking just about priests here. That's not the only people that he's calling. He calls all of us to something. He may call you to do exactly what you're doing, being a good parent. He may call you simply to say, I would like for you to pay a little more attention to me. I would like for you to pray a little bit. Or he may call you to be a good farmer, something you're already doing, or a good medical person, or a good teacher, or whatever it may be, a good worker of whatever kind it may be. He's calling you in what you are already doing to be a servant, to be a light, to help bring his message of salvation to this world. That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But I think the problem is too many do not hear that call. No matter what it is, too many people are so distracted that they are not hearing that call of the Lord. So the consequence is this whole body of Christ suffers. You know, when the body works, when everything is working properly in the body is very healthy, energetic, strong, all of these things, creative, and all these wonderful gifts. But when the body is suffering, something is wrong, something is not functioning properly, the whole body suffers. You know that. If your foot is bothering you, you lose a great deal of your efficiency, a great deal of your energy, a great deal of your enthusiasm, because a foot hurts. Well, just imagine this body of Christ, which is all of us. Imagine that whole body, and we have so many parts that are not functioning anymore. So many cells that have kind of not died completely, but are kind of inert, inactive. They don't respond anymore. Well, how is the body of Christ supposed to bring his message of salvation to the world if we're sick, if we're suffering, if we're weak? We lose so much. God continues to call. He promised that. And he's always good to his word. He said, I will be with you all days until the end of time. He promised that. So he's going to keep calling people. He keeps calling people to priesthood, to religious life, to diaconate, to ministries of service in the church, to go to the missions, to do all kinds of stuff. He calls people to be good parents. He calls people to be good teachers. He calls people to be good farmers. He calls people to be good workers, just workers. He calls people for all kinds of stuff. And he says, in that position that you are, that place where you are, that job where you are, that family where you are, be a light. Follow me. Today we're going to introduce some confirmation candidates. And it's a good time to just kind of think about them. Young people who are preparing to receive the sacrament of confirmation, of preparing to open themselves to hear the word of God speaking to them, hear the Spirit of God calling them. And God does not neglect any one of us. He calls every one of us. Every one of us. In whatever way it may be, whatever he wants us to do. Sometimes he asks us to do things that are difficult or that maybe we just don't want to do, but he still calls. So God is doing his part. Something else is missing. Maybe it's us. That as the body of Christ, we are not responding. And we have a treasure. We have a treasure. And these young people need to see that in us. And they need to be open to that spirit in their own lives. That we have a treasure that God has given to us and said, I want you to bring this to the world. I want you to be that light in this messed up world that we live in. We can sit back and say, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Nobody ever thinks about, maybe we ought to listen to God, do what he asks, maybe pray for the world that we can make things better. But remember this, God continues to call. He promised that. He will always have, he will be faithful to that promise. He will call people, and maybe because of the distractions of our lives, we don't hear him. Maybe we need to change things in our lives so that we can realize this is something serious. This is something very serious. We are supposed to be in this world to transform it, not to just go along as it slides deeper and deeper into trouble. We're supposed to be able to make that change, and we have it. We have that gift, but we've got to listen. We've got to accept the call, to embrace the call, and joyfully follow it. Then we will see things happen. Then the body of Christ will be healthy. Then the body of Christ will be very effective in bringing peace and goodness and love to our world.